It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Kevin, sports are aplenty right now.
Sports are aplenty.
Yeah. And your Boston crew has been just crushing it in all kinds of playoff situations.
Yeah, I hope by the time that this releases, sorry, spoiler alert, this is pre-recorded, that the Celtics are NBA Finals champions.
Oh, he just jinxed it.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's the future when they're listening to it.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Unless they didn't. It doesn't matter. The point is, what does matter is that BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals
and
Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played.
That's right. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. That's so many.
That's a lot to choose.
It's almost like you need a slot machine to tell you which one you're going to play.
I'm a creature of habit. I'll probably stop at three, but I bet there's some people that like to try new things.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I like these three. I'll stay here.
Sure.
Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Bet online. The game starts here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin.
I'm
a dumb dad. And my name is Evan. And I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin will walk us through why it's important to just check out some movie reviews.
And on this episode, Evan finds out he is a cut-up. Just not in the way he wanted.
Bingo. Cheers, dummy.
Cheers.
Let's get into a little housekeeping first.
Okay.
The Dumb Dads are going on tour.
That's
everybody.
Right.
Everybody, if you haven't heard, the news is out. We are going to Chicago on August 5th. We are going to St. Louis on August 6th. And we are going to Nashville on August 7th.
I'm so excited for the hot chicken.
We're going to City Winery on all three locations.
That's right.
So find the City Winery near you if you are in Chicago, St. Louis, or Nashville. Come on out to the show.
Come see us. Come see us. The tickets are in the show notes.
Show notes. The link's in our bio. If you forget that and then you're watching a video going, oh, yeah, didn't they say something about a show?
Well, I thought they said something.
Listen, guys, if you guys are fans of some of our content, you're going to see some of our content in the live show.
That's
so
right. We're going to do it live.
You're going to see a lot of new stuff. It's all new stuff. You're going to see familiar content. You're not going to see anything old. There's going to be no sketches online. It's all fresh.
Yep.
Just for the show. Exclusive content. So come see us. Go to the link in our bio. Go to the link in our show notes. Spread the word. Let people know if you are not in that area and you can't see us. Spread the word. Another thing, if you haven't rated or reviewed this podcast yet, just one question. Who do you think you are?
What do you think? What's going on?
What do you think? You got nothing.
Your phone or your computer is right next to you listening to this. Just grab it right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to pause it. Go in there, write a little review.
Write a review, because we have reviews, you know? And I'm going to read one
You got one for me?
Now. All
right.
You know what? We could use some fresh ones, okay? Let's get some fresh ones in here.
Some fresh reviews.
Okay? Fresh reviews. Let me read one right now. Oh, my gosh. This one is 5 stars.
Wow.
Subject heading, super funny. No, I did not write this one.
It might be from one of our moms.
It says, this is from Blue Jeep.
Okay.
Somebody locked down the handle Blue Jeep. Didn't have to put any numbers on it.
They've had that for a long time.
Hi, Blue Jeep. Thanks for the review.
I appreciate it.
They said, just hilarious. I am a, parentheses, very hip, grandmother to 3 little angels and just love these 2 dads.
Well, that is so kind, Blue Jeep.
Well, thanks, Blue Jeep. I mean, you're a grandma and you drive a Blue Jeep. You are hip.
Yeah, you are hip. Yeah.
You're hip and cool. And you wrote a review? Very hip and
cool.
Very
hip and cool.
I didn't sound cool saying that.
No. Well, you don't drive a Blue Jeep.
I don't drive a Blue Jeep.
No. You drive a Mazda.
I drive a Mazda. You know why? Because it matched with my budget at the time.
It was reliable.
And still does. Thanks for the review. Write your review, and we may read it on this very podcast. It'd be weird to read it on a different podcast, but I'll do it.
It'd probably be, well, it'd be a different episode of this podcast because we already read one and we're recording it now. And if you did it in the future,
that'd be a fun writer.
Yeah, that's
when people are like, "Will you guys come on our podcast?" Yeah, but I have to read a review from mine on yours
on your podcast. Guess what, Kevin? This is our Father's Day episode.
This is a Father's Day episode. Happy Father's Day to all the dumb dads out there.
All you dummies out there finding your way through it.
You don't deserve this day, but look what you got. Look what fell into your lap once again.
Because you know why? They have Mother's Day. And mothers deserve Mother's Day. And then after 1,000 years, they were like, all right, you can have a day. Don't fact check me on that. But it sounds like it could be right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Give them a day. Don't put it too close together, though.
Can we have a day? If you can find it, you can have it.
There weren't that many available, so they picked some day in June, and here we are.
It is funny. Father's Day.
Yeah.
Strange one, because, you know, on Mother's Day, you want to do stuff with mom, but you also want to, like, a lot of moms react differently to Mother's Day, understandably, because some of them are, whether it does actually matter the reason, whether you're a working mom or stay-at-home mom. Sometimes you either want the day to yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to be anywhere near the family.
I'm touched out. I don't want the kids around me.
Totally fair. You don't want to have to make a decision. You don't want to have to plan. And you want some time to yourself, which you deserve.
Yeah.
And Father's Day, it's like, all right, what are you grilling?
What are you putting on the Traeger that you watched a bunch of YouTube videos about?
What time will you be back from golf? Oh, I've heard the tee times were all filled up. I didn't think about it until Saturday. And,
I'm just going to go practice.
It was a really stupid idea. It was really filled up fast.
All I really want to do is go to the range with my kids. And oh, they don't want to go? Okay. Well, I'll just go hit balls. I'll just go hit balls. I'll be back in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I got to throw the brisket on. Actually, yesterday. I had to put it on yesterday.
That'd be kind of a fun thing to go hit balls on Father's Day just to see the other dads who forgot to make a tea time. Just to kind of pass by them.
Yeah,
and
give
like,
a bunch of nods.
Hey guys.
Some of them are warming up for their tea time because they're the smart dads.
Whose brisket is stalled out right now?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Get back out there. Anyway,
happy Father's Day. I'm excited for Father's Day. I think it's, I'm just looking forward to a relaxing, fun day. I mean, I don't mind having the kids around, having the family around. Probably will do some barbecuing, if I'm honest.
I don't care about this holiday at all. I don't care for it.
You heard it here first on our dad-themed podcast.
I don't care about Father's Day. I do care about it for my dad. Like I am.
Good save. I was going to call you out on that.
We'll
in about 2 seconds.
I just got a text.
you listen.
My wife's listening, and my wife's listening on the other side of the wall. She's like, "Oh my god,
he did it again. He forgot about his dad again."
Could just edit this out. But
happy Father's Day to our dads, all the dads out there.
No, I like celebrating with my dad. I think last year, it's funny. I made the joke thing last year. We did. Try to golf last minute.
Yeah.
And I think we did get to, but it was over in like the Palm Springs area. So
traffic
than LA.
Less traffic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do like it for that
course. It's like a Starbucks over there. There's like a course like every 50 feet.
As far as myself, I become like, I'm like, I like to think I'm not a typical dad.
Yeah.
Probably am.
Uh-huh.
but when it comes to Father's Day, I am. They're like, what do you want to do for Father's Day? I was like, I don't care. Like, we can all do stuff. It's not, it's just like.
You know what you're kind of doing is the mom that's like, I'll tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to plan it.
Well, yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah, there's something new.
Yeah, exactly. From all the planning you do.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Exhausted from the mental load of thinking exhausted in the future.
All the Lord of the Rings games I've had to take out and put away.
Because not that nobody wanted to play them, it's just they take longer to play than it is to watch the movies.
The setup is a while.
It's thematic.
It's actually about
thematic.
The same
time. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I hope everybody has a great Father's Day. I hope it's a big day for you, you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You deserve it, dummies. I will have fun with my family, but I don't
Setting up the Lord of the Rings game before they get bored, and then you just put it away.
I can't. I would love to play with them. They're too young. They're far too young.
They're way, to enjoy that kind of way game. Too many rules and strategies.
There's rules. There are rules. Candyland is flip over a color and go there.
Not playing Candyland on Father's Day, I can tell you that.
There's a lot going on because today, as of this recording, for us, I know it's different everywhere, but it was the last day of school.
Today was the last day of school for our little kiddos.
And now now they're our responsibility again, you know, before 2 p.m.
Is to now entertain them for a whole summer. Let's all just take a moment of silence to prepare.
Can I say this isn't my dumb dad moment.
Okay.
But today was a big day. Today was also my last day as PTA president.
That's right. Kevin
officially.
Kevin's culmination of PTA president was today.
Then he remembers that iconic photo of Barack Obama in the helicopter.
Yeah.
What is that? Air Force Two? leaving, and the White House is in the window. You see the back of his head.
Yeah. Touching moment.
Similar. Me leaving.
Wow.
Very similar.
Wow. You hit your head on the doorway, though, because you're a tall guy.
In that, I think the country was split on being happy I was leaving. And
hey, let me say it right now. Cheers to you, pal.
Cheers.
And the
thanks.
Work you put in as a PTA president.
Thanks.
I respect it.
Well, let me finish before
I know we
you
joke about
say
it
all
lot,
those nice things.
Well, I'm going to tear you down after this.
Well, so today was like the culmination for fifth grade, which is graduation. Didn't know that word existed before my kids went to elementary school. I was like, it's a what? A culmination?
Yeah. Spell that. Use it in a sentence.
Okay. culminates.
Culmination would be like the use of like when flavors get together for a meal.
Yeah.
That would be closer than graduating from something.
Yeah. What's his name with the spiky hair? Blonde. Yeah. Guy Fieri. Yeah.
Flavortown.
He's like, well, this is my culmination. Anyway, so we had that today and I got texted like yesterday from someone else on the PTA and they were like, hey, Kevin, do you want to handle coffee tomorrow for culmination? And I was just like, oh, yeah,
sure.
We did talk about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't blindsided, but I was like, I was already clocked out.
Yeah.
and then, I got up early. I went to the grocery store at like 6 and got all the necessary coffee things and then got back home.
Yeah.
And then my wife had to go something, so I had the kids. So I'm like getting them ready. It's so easy getting them ready for school on the last day of school.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because it's the last day of school.
Yeah.
It's just one more time.
Don't even need backpacks or nothing.
No, we did. Because they got to bring home a mountain of garbage.
Oh, they sent, our kids got sent that stuff home with them yesterday.
They've been getting it all week. They've been getting.
Yeah, a mountain of stuff you got to consider.
How
to carefully throw it away or save it somehow.
I mean, it's kind of mean. And I get it. The teachers don't want it. But here's the thing. The teachers just want to throw it all away. And I get it. They're being nice by putting the ball in our court. So
sure.
I do appreciate it. So thank you, teachers.
Yeah.
The problem is now I've got to like, yeah, go, come on. This one was a clear no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so we sent him to school with backpacks, but I had to like, I couldn't even like kind of see my son off for the last time. I was like,
yeah,
we're doing okay on time. They got dressed. They ate a little bit. They were excited to eat at school for breakfast. And I was like, great. Well, that makes my life a little bit easier. And then I was like, I think I'm doing okay on time. I got all my stuff. And then I went, oh, it's the last day of school.
Yeah.
Which means I had to get the board and write last day of school
to take
those photos.
Yeah.
My wife is very surprised and impressed that I remembered to do this.
We've forgotten most times. We forgot to take a picture before school. We took one after school today.
You took one after school today?
Yeah, after school.
Yeah.
Well, because my daughter graduated kindergarten, culminated from kindergarten.
I don't know if that's
so it. I think I said it right. And then, so there's 20, 24 balloons, whatever. We went over there and was like, okay, you guys jump in front of this thing. Let's take a picture.
Oh, sure.
So we can feel like better.
But do you have the little board that says first day of school, last day of school?
We've had it before.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we've also done the thing where we take it the next day.
Some things have happened in the move.
Because, you know, yeah, exactly. Oh, man, I couldn't tell you where that thing is right now.
Sure. So I got the photos and then it was just like, oh, now we're running out of time. Culmination is at like 8:30.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I haven't said this yet. Neither of my children were culminating today. My son is going from TK to kinder.
Right.
So, okay. And my daughter is going from second to third. Unimpressive. And I told her that. So it was like, we walked in the school and the entrance my daughter takes is like where the culmination is, where all the parents are waiting.
Sure.
So I had to just like ask my sister-in-law, I was like, because her son and my son are in the same class. I was like, can you take him to the other gate? And she's like, yeah. I was like, all right, have a good last day of school. And just like went
see
in.
See ya.
See ya, bye. And then I was at school until pickup.
Yeah.
Which was not, again, this isn't my dumb dad moment.
Not your plan.
Wasn't my plan. Wasn't my plan to be there all day. And I was there from open to close.
Yeah, we were there all day long as well. It was the plan. And I'm, again, my daughter.
That's what I mean. I'm on the PTA. I'm the president.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that budgeted out in my brain.
Yeah. And as I was telling you this earlier, that my daughter's teacher was like kind of trying to gauge how many kids are going to stay after. Because like as soon as they were like graduated from kindergarten, they were like, and you're free to take your kids home. But like now I understand too. A lot of families are like, still could kind of use the time, you know?
1,000%.
Like, I can't come get them even earlier than normal or whatever. So, but like almost, like most of my daughter's classmates stayed. So, and we knew they were going to stay. So we were like, my wife and I were like, well, why don't we just, we're registered volunteers. Why don't we just, we'll just stay. You know, we'll watch the ceremony and then we'll stay. And we like ordered pizza for the kids and we like brought chalk and we made like little, my wife printed out like summer coloring pages and made like a little coloring packet for the kids that wasted, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes. So it was like a lot of stuff we could do for the kids and kind of take it off the, my daughter's teacher for a while.
But yeah,
man, I got to tell you too, it was like preschool was a big deal because it was like the first time, you know, in school and I was a mess. Uh-huh. And this time I was thinking like, I was excited for it, for her to go through her little ceremony where you really graduate into first grade. And now you're going to go all the way to, you know, intention of getting all the way to fifth grade through this school.
Yeah.
So they do a little ceremony. Man, I was like a mess during the ceremony. They were singing songs. They sing like these little, you know, just how much I've learned songs. And I can, just like, I was just a total mess. And then we go into the school in the classroom and my daughter teacher, and I just shout out her. She was just such an incredible teacher. Her biggest thing this year was, and I think she leans on this a lot, is the power of yet, what she teaches the kids. Mm. I don't know how to write my name yet. I'm not very good at reading, or I can't read yet. That's what she taught him like the first day of school. It's like, that's going to be the thing this year because, yeah, no, you're not good at a lot of stuff yet.
Right.
Right. And I sort of took that along the lines of like what we do here.
It was
like,
for the kids, Evan.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, that's a good message, man. Like sure. if you want to learn something and you're not very good at something or you're getting down on yourself so you could be better at something, that's a great way to say it. Like, yeah, no, I'm not very good at that yet because the intention is I'm going to keep working on it.
Sure.
So we move into the classroom and then she reads this book to everybody. She's like, I read this every year to the parents. And it was just, it gets a good reminder as they move on to the school year after my classroom. And it's like this beautiful story about, you know, I'll always try to remember the last time I pick you up or the last time that you, you know, that you leave the door to go to your friend's house, ask. It's like all like the little lasts that you don't know when it's going to be the last time, you know.
Yeah.
It's this beautiful story. So then I'm sitting in the back room crying there too. And she's like, before she starts, she's like, this is going to be hard for me sometimes. So, and she calls me out in front of all the parents, Evan, I might need you to crack some jokes here. It's going to be hard for me to get through. I mean, 30 seconds in it, I'm crying again.
Useless.
It's useless. Useless. I was a wreck, man. And then she's like, okay. And we get through that story. I'm like, oh, man, I'm having a hard time here. And then she's like, okay, now a little note from me to you. And it's like this beautifully written letter about how, what a privilege it was to like watch these kids and take over the kids. I was just in the back of the room like, I can't do this.
Just sobbing?
I was sobbing. That was awful.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was beautiful. But I was like, I can't hold it together. It was just a nice day and it was wonderful. And it was,
yeah.
And the reason I say I would shout her out is because the power of yet and all the stuff, the wonderful messaging.
Yeah.
She really, and having been involved and volunteered many of the days this year in her classroom, she really did. Like how my daughter came into her classroom this year, little mousy, didn't like attention on her.
Yeah.
You know, like was teary eyed when she would get something wrong or.
Yeah.
And then today, like she's singing the song's a culmination. She's in the front row. She's dancing. And it was just like, what a huge transformation.
Yeah, that's the cool stuff.
Mousy little girl. And like, I couldn't get over the fact that it was like because of her, like,
yeah,
that this all took place and how she's just a different person now, you know, than when she came into her classroom. And she really did remind me of the teachers that, like, you know, you have a few teachers in your life, hopefully, that even as an adult, yeah, you look back on and think like, man, I was so lucky to be in that classroom with that teacher because they really molded me in a special way.
Sure.
Like, that she just reminded me of those teachers for me. I think that, yeah, was probably part of it too. It was just like all, you know, it was just all coming to an end this year. And it's like, I know we're going to be back next year. She'll be back and go visit and say hello. But there was just something about today. Allergies. Oh, really bad allergies.
Yeah, allergies. Yeah, I talked about that in our stories today. I just think objectively, I get it. I'm a sucker for that as well. I've definitely made like goodbye videos for friends who are moving away. And then you put the dramatic music on there because you're like, I want to see them cry.
It's just the emotion, man. You want to really convey what you appreciate.
You want to convey emotion. And it's funny. And I'm just saying, on one side as a parent, I respect it and I love it. I got very emotional as well when my son graduated preschool. This is TK to kid. Who could care?
I know. That's the funny thing about it. It's like nobody cares, but it was so special for you in that moment.
No, for sure. And when I was working like the coffee bagel area today,
yeah,
I was outside and everybody was in the auditorium, but then the door was open because it was a little warm. So I could hear everything that was happening. And then I heard they also sang a song. And it was just, as an outsider, I was like, this is objectively funny. Like,
it's not affecting you yet.
Because the song's not for me.
No, it's not for you.
It's not my song. I'm sure when I hear it, it'll be a real tearjerker when my daughter graduates fifth grade. But it's just funny. But it is nice. It is nice to have those teachers if you have them. That is always a nice thing. And I'm glad to see she came out of her shell.
That's right. Yeah. Boy, what a transformation. What a transformation. And hey, speaking of transformations.
Oh, God.
Let's just talk about our dumb dad moments that we can't transfer out of. We always have dumb dad moments.
Yeah.
What'd you bring to the table this week?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Mine is probably brought to you by a core memory.
Oh. Oh.
It's probably a core memory.
Okay.
If
you're even considering it, it probably is.
Well, I've had stuff like this before where it's one of those moments where you go like, you're going to remember this? Seems kind of big. But like, maybe you won't. And sometimes they don't. And then sometimes they do. Anyway, this is one of those. So we had a movie night the other night.
Sure.
And
just with the kids here?
Just the kids, just the four of us.
Yeah.
We're going to watch a movie. And the kids are super excited about it. We did the whole thing, the popcorn. And it was even late. Like, I think we even started at like 7. And we were just like, hey, who cares? Like, we're going to watch a movie. It's not going to be a Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings. So this is not going to be a late night. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be a tops hour 45, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we chose the movie Spirited Away.
That is one of those movies on the list of movies I've not seen that I've like never heard a bad thing about. Everyone says it's like an incredible film.
Animated film.
Yeah.
It's anime. I'm blanking on the director, but apparently like all of his stuff is a knockout.
Yeah. Just
every single one of his films is incredible. And so we were like, let's watch this movie. This will be great. And we put it on, and it's already a wild film because it is a foreign film. So it is funny when you watch cartoons are also different too. Like, I know it's a semi-realistic anime in the style, but obviously, like, fantastical things happen.
Yeah.
The reason I bring that up is because, like, the movie starts and the daughter is like, I don't know how old she is, like maybe 9. She's just bouncing around the back seat, no seatbelt on. You're already like, when is this supposed to take place? like,
this is the 50s. What's happening?
The dad's like bombing around this dirt road where they're just like, they're trying to find their new home. They moved into a new town. And even the mom's like, slow down. And he's just like flying around the corners. And my daughter, and we're all kind of commenting on it. We're all just like, we're all being Mystery Science Theater on this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just like, wow, this dad is talking about dumb dads. This guy's wild. And then he takes like a wrong turn, of course.
Uh-huh.
This is the beginning of the movie.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, and then he finds this old building, right?
Okay.
Old, decrepit-looking building. And there's just an open entrance, and he just walks up to it and goes, well, let's head inside. And then the daughter's like...
Okay.
The daughter is in the point of tears, like, I don't want to go in there, and it's not scary yet.
Dumb dad moment brewing.
But the mom's like, okay. The mom goes, okay, okay. Just wait in the car then. And I was like, what is this film? Like, so we're just like... don't worry. I'm not going to spoil any of the movie except for the very beginning, because it's very important for the part where it's like, uh-oh. So the daughter eventually follows the parents in, and it's an old train station. Anyway, and then it opens up, and it was a fake train station. And it was an old amusement park, and they're walking, and then they come into like the concessions area.
Sure.
And it's all covered with like fresh food. And the parents just start eating. And they're like, is there somebody here? Oh, wow. We'll leave some cash. And they just start like just crushing food. And the daughter's like, I want to get out of here.
I thought we were going to our new house. What are we doing?
The daughter is like begging them to leave. The parents are awful parents. Absolute 0 out of 10 garbage parents. They're just ignoring this. Like, this is where it's like, are we too gentle parenting today? And it's like, I'm definitely better than those guys.
Yeah.
Like, we might be overcorrecting.
What kind of weird Goldilocks situation is this?
So she... I don't know. She sees something like ghosts at one point. And some kid tells her, like, you gotta get out of here before it's nighttime. They're coming. And I was like, it didn't seem scary to me. Like, I can sense as a parent going, this is getting dicey. The kids might not like this. I'm still just like, it's still not.
It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon.
It's not too intense yet. But there is somebody who's like, you need to get out of here before they get here. But the they isn't too ominous. You start seeing ghosts, but they're actually kind of silly looking. Uh-huh. They're like really goofy little sad eyes. Anyway, she runs back to her parents, and they are ginormous fat pigs now in their parents' clothing, and they won't stop eating. And she like pulls on them, and they just turn their fat pig faces towards her. And my daughter is like the most upset I've seen her in a long time.
Whoa.
Like, yeah. Like bawling her eyes out, screaming for us to turn it off. And we were like, oh, it's done. It's gone. It's off. We'll never watch that again. We had to calm her down. We had to like walk her back from it. Like it was, and it wasn't the ghost. It was the pig thing. She doesn't even remember the ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was just like seeing her parents like were just like something awful happened to them. And it was just like, uh-oh.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
We were just kind of riding it off of like, you know, a lot of stuff we do. Like, hey, you want to watch Bluey? You want to watch, you know, a Wall-E, a Pixar movie? Those are usually safe bets, you know?
Yeah.
This one was like, well, it's an Academy Award winning film.
Probably could have done by just perusing the old IMDb parents section.
Even if we did, there might have been people who was like, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
It's really how it affects you.
Usually, I mean, that's if you guys don't know about that, you could go on IMDb, you scroll like to the bottom of a movie, and it's like parents, and it's like, this is the kind of maybe triggering or scary stuff that you might encounter. So who knows? Right. Actually, it might be interesting to read and see what people say.
Might be interesting to say. But it was super upsetting to her. We pivoted to like, I don't know, maybe Wall-E after calming her down. Just being like, do you want to watch any? What do you want to watch right now? Let's watch.
Pivoting to people that still eat too much and they're floating around on their carts in space.
Yeah, but they're cute. She doesn't get that. She doesn't get that that's...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we destroyed the planet.
Yeah.
She still doesn't understand that's what happened to Wall-E.
She doesn't quite realize how
consumerism and capitalism and just like destroyed us. Anyway. So yeah, she was super upset about that. Oh, wow. And she's brought it up
no less than
every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. She's just like, she's like asked us, she's like, are you gonna watch that movie? Like, and I was like, no, we're never gonna watch that movie. Like,
do you think never? Do you think part of her is thinking like, what happens? Because like, you know, like that, I've had that before too, where something is really scary or something like that. We turn it off or whatever, or we pause and have a conversation. And be like, the important thing to remember here is this is a story.
Yeah, I think with her, she's been struggling with, you know, one of the harder subjects, death. But again, I think I've talked about this in the podcast before.
Yeah.
Not her death. Our death.
Our death. Your death or something bad happening to you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was going to... So I
question think...
question was like, is that definitely something that's really... She's struggling with, so that's...
I think it's been hanging heavy on her lately.
Yeah.
She confides more in my wife about that stuff. Who tells me about it. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, I was the exact same way when I was her age. Like, that was... overly consumed her about like if her mom was late for work, my wife would be beside herself. I was just like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh man, before iPhones were wild.
Yeah.
Got a text. Good where Lord. Are you?
The lack of information.
Wild.
Before iPhones is wild.
It's like, why do we have anxiety now? It's all around us.
Couldn't tell you. No idea.
So she's been, I think, struggling with that. And I think just seeing this film where she's like, they're like, you're right.
Yeah.
Your dad does eat too much. I don't know. I don't know. What the message is you took from it.
Maybe I'll give it a watch and I'll let you know.
Yeah. So
if I can make it past that part.
I don't know. So it was definitely like one of those moments of just like, oh man, yeah, you're right. We could have perused it, but it was leading up to it. It was just like, oh, this is kind of a really silly movie. Like these parents are making such dumb decisions that it was like, we were all chiming in, chatting about it. And even when they turned around as pigs, I remember going like, I happened to be standing right in front of the TV, not blocking them, but like I was walking by and I just stopped and watched and I was just like, whoa. And then all of a sudden I turned around. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, we're dealing with something else. Oh,
we're
now,
not getting
right.
out of this one. So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So it's either going to be a core memory or, she asked to watch it today.
She did.
Yeah. But she's like, I think I'm going to try watching it again. And I was like, why? And she's like, I just want to be brave. And I was like, you don't have to, though. Like, that movie's not going to change your life. Let's give it...
Academy Award-winning film. You might be wrong. Could have changed your life.
I won't.
I like that about her. I mean, that's kind of what I was asking about. She's thinking about it a lot, thinking, like, maybe it wasn't as scary as I thought it was. Because it could be like this, that wasn't prepared for that. You know, when you're not prepared for something, and then she emotionally reacts like that.
That's what it was.
She doesn't know how to handle that, and that's not on her in any way.
It was real left field because I was like, all right, ghosts. Sure. I think I was like ready for that. Like,
sure.
Okay. Good. This isn't going to be bad. She's not scared of ghosts, but like we can. Ah,
sort
they're
of
pigs.
A left turn of, yeah, pigs.
Oh, suddenly they're the arch enemies of the Ninja Turtles. This really took a turn.
Well, I got you covered here, pal, because my dumb dad moment this week is sponsored by
my boy.
Fuck Around and Find Out.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So leading up until the end of the school year, mm-hmm. my wife and I were involved in like, my wife was the room parent this year. So she's like, this particular night, about three nights ago, she was up late with my help. We're working on like end of year gift for her, my daughter's teacher.
Yeah.
So it was about throwing stuff together, getting pieces from other parents, and then like decorating this box. And, you know, she was also working on, I was really proud of her this week because she was like, she's kind of done this before, but she wanted to make a video for her teacher. Like she's been taking mm-hmm. like little clips and like stuff that all the parents sent her and cut it to like her favorite musician or her teacher's favorite musician and everything. So I was kind of teaching her like the ground rule basics of like Final Cut this week.
Yeah.
And so she really took it head on and was like learning the basics of it and was throwing this video together, which just meant a couple of like late nights, you know, where it's like after the kids go to bed, we really got to buckle this down and like get all this stuff together, which was totally fine. So one of the nights we knew we were going to be up late, where I think, you know, everyone was like in bed and like we're out in the kitchen working on this video, but also like wrapping this gift. And like, I made this like banner and this, anyway. So then we hear this noise and like the door shut. We're like, well, what was that? This is like at 10:45 at night. Mm. We're like, what was that noise? And then we hear like coughing from what sounded to be like our bathroom, like way in the back of the house. Mm-hmm. It was like my son. And she was like, was that him? I'm like, I look over and I see his bedroom door is open. I was like, okay. And I start walking towards the hallway to see where he was or what's going on. And I'm like, I get within like 10 feet of his door. And it's like, I can smell that someone has vomited.
Okay.
That sour smell.
Oh, yeah. No, we know.
I was like, oh, man, here we go. Okay.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you're parents of kids, you know what that is. I walk into his room and I kind of see, I kind of poke my head in. I was like, oh, I see it on the bed a little bit. I was like, oh, okay, poor guy. So I go into the bathroom. He's like standing there over the toilet. It's like on his face. And I'm like, oh, bud, what happened? He's like, I don't know. I just woke up throwing up. I don't know what happened. And so I'm like, okay. This is the best part when you're a parent, like kids don't know what's going on or how to handle anything. So he just like leans over, grabs my bath towel, wipes his face with it. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, first thing that he needs to go in the laundry. Yeah. So I help him like wash his hands and stuff. And I'm like, brush your teeth, you know, clean yourself up in here. I'm going to go in your room. And he's like, okay. So I go in his room and he follows me in there and it's like on his bed and like on his pillow and stuff. I'm like, yeah. Oh, bud. Are you okay? And he's like, I think so. And I was like, okay. And then I walk around to the other side of the bed where like
just he more.
Was so much, man.
Oh.
Been a long time since I've seen that much. Like all over his chair, the book we read, partially on his drapes because it splashed. I mean, it was like, oh my gosh. It was just absolutely everywhere. So we're just like, and now my wife's in there with me and we're just like, oh, and it was just smelled so bad. And we're like, okay, why don't you go take a shower? Because he was like, I just feel gross. And we're like, go take a shower. That's totally fine. Like, go turn the
you
water.
You can use my towel.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I go turn the shower on for him. So I'm like taking his like chair that he has, like his reading chair. I take that out into the yard. I'm hosing it off.
Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes you just gotta.
That's where we were with it.
Yeah.
So my wife's in there cleaning up the floor. Like just, I mean, taking care of all of it. And, we finally get it all taken care of. All put it in a pile. We start doing the laundry cycle and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's like the work we were doing is now on total pause for like more than an hour, right? That day though, we were at EatsCon.
Yeah.
So warm day, tried all different kinds of foods. We're like, I mean, so we no fever, nothing. I think it was just a day. Maybe not quite enough water.
Sure.
Ate a bunch of crazy food and it was just like, wasn't sitting well and it just needed to not be in there anymore.
Yeah.
So all this happens, right?
Right.
So my wife's like, well, we'll check him for COVID, you know, due diligence here. So my wife gives him the COVID test, leaves it in the bathroom. He's starting to collect himself. In his bedroom, putting some new pajamas on. So I think it would be funny.
Okay.
To go.
I haven't seen the opening, but go for it.
Yeah. There wasn't one. I forced one. Uh-huh. As I'm walking from the bathroom, I check. No COVID. I'm thinking, how do I word this in a way to make it seem like it's COVID, but okay. It's not COVID.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking in my head from the walk from the bathroom out to the kitchen where she's like back. Now she's working on stuff again. And I walk right up to her and she looks at me and I go, COVID was not on the thing. He's good. He's no COVID. And she just bursts into tears because the way I said it was like, he has COVID.
Yeah, that was your goal.
It was my goal. But I was like, I mean, I only let it hang for literally 3 or 4 seconds the way I said it.
Uh-huh.
Didn't matter because she went right there with what it would have entailed, what it would have meant. He would have missed the last 2 days of school. And like, and she was like, oh, you. While kind of laughing, but tears were coming down her face. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was a joke. Obviously not very funny. I'm so sorry. And she was like kind of laughing at me, but she punched me in the arm, didn't feel good enough for her. I was like, give it, go for the other arm. Just get him, punch me. Sure, punch my arm.
Sure.
I felt so bad because it just went, she went right to the emotional reaction as if part of it. And I just felt so bad. I felt so bad because I was like, she'll think it's kind of funny. I'll kind of tease her a little bit. Nope. Not that funny.
No, it didn't work.
Not that funny. She did understand. She wasn't that mad at me. She was just like, the emotions came out. Like, the emotions were coming out of her. She couldn't stop them.
Sure.
So I was like, I just felt really bad. And then here's where the find out part of this comes. Uh-huh. So as I said, I was making this banner and I'm cutting out felt, right? I'm cutting out all these, all the pieces of it and everything. I'm putting it together as we're talking. And this is probably like 15, 20 minutes later. Now we're back into it. Now our son has come in. He came into the kitchen. He had that look on his face where it's like, you're hungry, aren't you? He's like, yeah. So I was like, okay, you can have a piece of toast. Have a piece of toast and some water. Put him back to bed and everything. So once he was settled and we were back out there, I was finished what I was doing. And I had used some spray adhesive to put some of the felt together.
Yeah.
And then trimmed it with my like fabric scissors, which are like fabric scissors. You know, you like only use them to cut fabric. You don't also use them to cut paper or anything. You need them to be razor sharp all the time.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm stupid. Again,
it wasn't okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Again, more stupidness is that I'm talking to my wife, and there's like a little bit of spray adhesive on the scissors. So rather than close them and put them away, I'm like, I gotta get these out of here. So I'm taking my fingers and I'm kind of like slowly drawing my hand across it to get some of the spray adhesive off before I put them away. Oh. And my wife says, she's literally watching me do this, going, I don't understand why you would be doing that. And then as I'm talking to her, I don't pay quite enough attention to what I'm doing. And I just drag my thumb across the blade and just fillet my thumb open right in front of her. And I go, oh, and she was like, yeah, why were you doing that? It's like, I don't know. I was just trying to do it quickly. I was being careful and pulling my hand away from the blade every time, but not on the last
along
time.
Along the blade.
Not on the last time. Mm. And I just cut the hell out of my thumb. Didn't need stitches or anything, but it was.
Nobody felt bad for you.
Nobody felt bad for me. Yeah. My wife definitely had to go in the bathroom and help me like clean it up and put gauze all around my thumb.
Oh my God.
So it was like cut to, get it? Cut to like 12:30 on a school night that we're going to bed. Mm. She wakes up and works at 6, you know? So it was just a long night. It was a long night.
But wasn't it at least nice to go to bed at 12:30 knowing it was for a good thing and not Nintendo?
I will say that, you know, although I don't know, man.
Or like,
I might have taken the Nintendo over the barf, but.
Oh, I'm not really sure. I guess I just meant the felt.
I mean, it was, I mean, it was like sheets and blankets and everything there, replace the bedding and all that stuff. But it was like, I put him in there and it was like, to the fill line with the detergent, and it was like warm wash, soiled as much as like highest soil setting.
Yeah.
And I want 3 rinses. Spend no expense on the wash. My wife, she gets up in the morning and I go, was it washed out of there? She goes, it aired out. She was like, I think we got to put it on bedding. Which I was like, I didn't know there's a bedding setting.
You're doing great. It sounds like you did great.
I didn't really do great at all. I mean, it may be in my defense. It was like 12:30 at night, you know, and I was just like soiled all the water, rinse it all out. I don't know. I'm going to bed. And the washing machine was like, I can't do that. There's too much of that. Just too much in here.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can't do that to me. So that was the second to last night of school. For me.
Well, now it's summer and it's easy street from here on out. So don't worry, pal.
Plenty of reasons.
You're going to do great.
Yeah. Flawless summer ahead of me, I'm sure.
Guys, let us know your end of school stories. Write into us. Tell us about a time when you wanted to bond with your children over a piece of art that went sideways. You can email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com, or you can DM us. We are at the Dumb Dads.
Yeah.
On Instagram and across all platforms. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Ed for doing SoundCloud for the music. Thanks to my wife, Annie, for editing this podcast. Yep. Evan, do you have a joke?
I got a Father's Day joke for you. Okay. Ready? Here it goes. How much did the son charge his dad for fixing his roof on Father's Day?
Not much.
Nothing. It was on the house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a nice guy. Nice son.
It's a good son.
Take care of his old dad.
Happy Father's Day.
That's it for us. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, buddy. Bye. Love you. Goodbye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.